This is the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Episode 117 Biography of Brian Babin, the Representative from Texas. General Information. Brian Babin is a Republican politician who represents Texas's 36th Congressional District in the United States House of Representatives. He was born on March 23, 1948, in Port Arthur, Texas. Babin has been serving in Congress since 2015, following his election in 2014. His district includes parts of southeast Texas, encompassing areas like Beaumont, Port Arthur, and parts of Houston. Babin is known for his conservative stances on issues like immigration, healthcare, and environmental regulations. Early life and education. Brian Babin was born into a family with a strong tradition of public service. His father, Louis Babin, was a longtime mayor of Port Neches, Texas, which likely influenced Brian's interest in politics. Babin attended Lamar University in Beaumont, Texas, where he earned his Bachelor of Science degree in biology. Following his undergraduate studies, he pursued further education at the University of Texas Dental Branch in Houston, where he received his Doctor of Dental Surgery, DDS, degree. After completing his dental education, Babin served in the United States Air Force, where he was stationed at various locations, including the Philippines and Vietnam, providing dental care to military personnel. This experience not only shaped his career but also his views on national defense and veterans issues. Early career. Upon returning from his military service, Babin established a private dental practice in Woodville, Texas. His practice was successful, and he became well-known in the community for his dedication to patient care. In addition to his dental practice, Babin was involved in local politics and community service. He served on the Woodville City Council and was elected mayor of Woodville, where he focused on economic development and community improvement projects. His involvement in local governance provided him with a platform to address local issues, which later transitioned into a broader political career. Babin's experience in managing city affairs and his understanding of local needs were pivotal in his decision to run for higher office. Election history. Brian Babin's political career at the federal level began when he ran for the U.S. House of Representatives in 1996, challenging the incumbent Democrat, Jim Chapman, in Texas's 1st Congressional District. Although he did not win this election, it marked his entry into national politics. After a hiatus from running for office, Babin re-entered the political scene in 2014 when he ran for the newly created 36th District. He won the Republican primary and went on to secure the general election with 76% of the vote, defeating Democrat Michael Cole. Since his initial election, Babin has been re-elected multiple times, with his most recent victory in 2022. Where he again won with a significant margin, showcasing strong support from his constituents. Political stances. Brian Babin is known for his conservative viewpoints, particularly on issues like immigration. He supports stringent border security measures and has been a vocal critic of policies that he believes encourage illegal immigration. On healthcare, Babin has advocated for the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, ACA, arguing for market-driven solutions and less government intervention in healthcare. He supports measures that would increase competition among insurance providers and reduce regulations on healthcare providers. Environmentally, Babin has often sided with business interests over environmental regulations. He has supported legislation aimed at reducing the regulatory burden on industries, particularly in the energy sector, which is vital to his district's economy. In terms of national defense, Babin's military background informs his strong support for a robust military and veterans affairs. He has been an advocate for policies that enhance military readiness and support for veterans, including improvements in healthcare and benefits for former service members. On social issues, Babin holds traditional conservative views, opposing abortion and same-sex marriage, and supports legislation that aligns with these views. He has also been a proponent of Second Amendment rights, often opposing gun control measures. Brian Babin, the representative for Texas's 36th congressional district, has garnered significant support from his constituents for several compelling reasons. One of the primary reasons is his staunch advocacy for conservative values, which resonates deeply with the largely conservative electorate in his district. Babin's commitment to reducing government overreach and promoting individual freedoms aligns with the political ethos of many of his voters. Another key factor in Babin's support base is his focus on economic policies that favor small businesses and local economies. He has been vocal about cutting taxes and reducing regulations, which he argues stifles business growth. His efforts to support the oil and gas industry, a significant economic driver in Texas, have been particularly appreciated by those whose livelihoods depend on these sectors. His initiatives to streamline federal regulations to benefit local businesses have made him a favorite among entrepreneurs and workers in the district. Representative Babin's stance on immigration is also a significant reason for his support. He advocates for stricter border control and has been a proponent of policies aimed at enhancing national security through immigration reform. This stance appeals to many in his district who are concerned about illegal immigration and its perceived impacts on local communities and resources. His efforts to secure the border and enforce immigration laws are seen as protective measures by his constituents. On the issue of healthcare, Babin supports policies that aim to reduce government involvement, promoting instead market-driven solutions. His opposition to the Affordable Care Act and his push for healthcare reforms that give more control back to individuals and states have won him favor among those who believe in less federal oversight in healthcare decisions. His advocacy for veterans' healthcare improvements also resonates with the significant veteran population in his district. Lastly, Babin's personal engagement with his constituents plays a crucial role in his support. He is known for his accessibility, often participating in town halls, community events, and maintaining an open line of communication through various platforms. This direct engagement helps constituents feel heard and valued, fostering a sense of community and representation. His reputation as a man of integrity who genuinely cares about his district's issues further solidifies his voter base. Representative Brian Babin from Texas's 36th District has faced criticism and lack of support from various groups for several reasons, one of which is his stance on environmental issues. Many constituents and environmental groups argue that Babin has consistently voted against measures aimed at protecting the environment, including opposition to regulations on greenhouse gas emissions and support for fossil fuel industries over renewable energy initiatives. This has led to a perception among some voters that he prioritizes economic interests over the health of the planet, which is particularly concerning in a state like Texas, where environmental issues like water scarcity and pollution are pressing concerns. Another significant point of contention is Babin's approach to healthcare. He has been a vocal opponent of the Affordable Care Act, ACA, often referred to as Obamacare, and has supported efforts to repeal it without presenting a clear, comprehensive alternative that would ensure coverage for all. This stance has alienated many who rely on the ACA for their healthcare needs, viewing his opposition as a lack of empathy or understanding of the real-life implications for those with pre-existing conditions or lower income brackets. His critics argue that his policies would lead to increased healthcare costs and reduced access to care, which directly impacts his constituents' quality of life. Babin's views on immigration have also drawn significant opposition. He has supported stringent immigration policies, including border wall funding and measures that many see as harsh or lacking in compassion towards immigrants. In a district with a diverse population, including many who are immigrants or have immigrant family members, these policies are seen as divisive and out of touch with the community's values of inclusivity and support for immigrant rights. His hardline stance has led to protests and a feeling among some voters that he does not represent the district's demographic diversity or its economic reliance on immigrant labor. Moreover, Representative Babin's legislative priorities often seem misaligned with the immediate needs of his district. While issues like infrastructure, education, and local economic development are paramount, critics point out that Babin has focused more on national issues like space policy or cultural debates, which, while important, do not directly address the day-to-day challenges faced by his constituents. This has led to a disconnect where many feel their local issues are being sidelined for less pressing national agendas. Lastly, his approach to governance and representation has been criticized for lacking in bipartisanship. Babin's record shows a tendency to vote strictly along party lines, which has frustrated voters who desire a representative willing to work across the aisle for the benefit of their district. This partisan approach is seen by some as contributing to the polarization of politics, making it harder to achieve consensus on critical issues. His refusal to engage in bipartisan efforts has led to a perception that he is more interested in ideological battles than in practical solutions for his constituents. You can follow us at pointedwords.com to get our daily podcast, and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.